Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Dee Wallace of Just Add Magic. Ms. Wallace is an accomplished actress, having appeared in such films as The Howling and Cujo, and is best known for playing Elliot's mom in the classic film E.T. Over the next segment, Dee Wallace will talk about her magical family series, Just Add Magic, now available for streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to create a recipe for entertainment, feel free to hit the cookbooks as we leave our half-baked past so we can get a rise out of the present. Dee, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
So glad to be here.
Now, Dee, tell us about your character, Grandma Quinn, and what Just Add Magic Halloween is all about.
Well, yes, I have graduated to grandmas now. It's inevitable for those of us that play mothers all our life. So happy to be a part of this fantasy, mystery family show. So this episode, you know, we're a huge hit on Amazon Prime, and we wanted to give our fans a little sneak peek at what season two will be like. This is some of the most innovative writing I have done in my career. And the girls, the three young women who star in it, have to time travel back to the Halloween before to find an ingredient to cook in with a magic cookbook so they can find Chuck. And Chuck is our nemesis from the end of season one. And so they have to go back. They learn a lot about themselves. They get to watch themselves and find out some secret things that happened during that Halloween that allows them to really deepen their friendship and know who they are more. But there's haunted houses and costumes and spooky stuff happens. It's a wonderful family show that you can watch with your kids, and 6, 7, all the way through 15 and 16 are loving this show, loving it. So we're happy to be able to roll out this special episode for everybody.
So is this episode appreciably more scary than the average episode of Just Add Magic?
I think it holds pretty true to what most of the episodes are. It is a mystery. And a smart mystery for young people. And every week they have to unravel another piece of the puzzle so that they can bring safety back into their lives.
Now, in most of the first season, when you played Grandma Quinn in Just Add Magic, your character didn't speak because she was under a spell. So,
yes, fortunately, they wrote me a lot of flashbacks.
Right. So how much of a challenge was it for you to play a part like that without verbal expression?
That's a good question, really good question. It was really challenging and frustrating for me. And, you know, I had never played a part like that. I had no idea how challenging that could be to convey the right mixture of emotions without being able to verbalize any of them. So I learned a lot, actually, as an actress doing that first season. I learned a lot about pacing myself and my own frustration, too.
Well, it must have been really tricky because you had to convey a person who was under a spell, but at the same time, able to convey some emotion through your eyes.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's what we chose to do. And all my horror films put me in good stead there because, you know, when you do horror, you really have to find some deep places within yourself.
Right.
And you do a lot of your acting through your eyes unless you're screaming. So
true.
I used a lot of that training in the first episode.
Wow.
I mean, in the first season. Yeah.
Now, of course, you famously worked with young people in your career, most notably in E.T. So what is the special magic of working with young actors, especially on a show like Just Add Magic?
Oh, just try and keep up with them. You know, kids are truthful and kids are real unless their mothers or their coaches mess around with them too much, if you leave them alone, they're pretty much in the moment. They're just there with you. They don't have an agenda. I love working with good child actors, and I've worked with the best, the very best. Danny Pinturo in Cujo, all the kids in E.T. The three young women in Just Add Magic are some of the best actresses of this age and caliber that I've ever seen. And I also want to give a shout-out to their mothers and fathers, because they are three of the nicest young women I have ever met.
Now, besides the actresses on the show and the cast in general, what are the various ingredients contained in Just Add Magic that makes it different from other shows for young people?
I think it's smart. It's really smart. It's not a Disney-esque show at all. Incredibly photographed. Very innovative and creative writing. They don't dumb it down at all. Not at all. That's why, you know, a lot of people call it a kid show. I call it a family show, because I think it works on all levels. You have some really seasoned actors. Amy Hill appears in this as Mama P with me. And just all of the elements come together to make a very smart, slick show, because the kids of today, you know, they're pretty smart and very mature, and you can't dumb down the material for them at all. It's not shot with those bright sitcom-y lights, and it's got a mood of its own. It's just a really well-done show.
Now, the show also explores in a very unique way friendships. What does what does Just Add Magic say about friendships, especially friendships that span generations?
Well, I think it says a lot. It teaches a lot of values about a lot of things, but as far as friendship goes, that you have to nurture them. You have to communicate. You have to work together. And you have to forgive. There's a lot about forgiveness in this show. And, of course, there are the people that are more self-centered. And the world doesn't work for them as well as the characters who are loving and wanting to work together. And so the whole first episode and second season really focuses on what the three older women, myself and my two friends, have learned about our friendship and bringing our friendship together. And the girls really do help us learn those lessons. It's a turntables there from that perspective. Again, beautiful writing led by Andrew Orenstein, who is just creative and innovative and different.
So what can viewers, both young and old, expect to experience when they watch both Just Add Magic and the Just Add Magic Halloween special?
A lot of enjoyment first. It's just enjoyable and fun, and you're going to feel good. You get to the end of an episode, and you feel good, and you feel satisfied, because in every episode, we give you a lot, and build and build and build and build. And some of the kids that I run into at my personal appearances, oh my gosh, they can tell me every nuance, every nuance that's happened, you know, through the first season. And what's Chuck, and what's going to happen with Chuck, and is Mrs. Silver going to be turn out to be nice? And, you know, they just know it. They know it all. So I think you're going to find getting very involved with this series.
And I think you guys are going to have a very long run. Dee, where can people find out more about yourself on social media?
Oh, thank you for asking that. You can find everything about me, and there's a lot to find out, on IAMAMIMDDEEWallace.com.
Dee, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.